Paul, is the question of, you know, debatable officiating, is the biggest problem with that it puts uncertainty into your game, never mind the frustration and the emotion?
You never like the officiating when you lose. You know, we took too many penalties. Other than that, I got enough going on in our own locker room to have to worry about the officiating in a game.
Well, given the number of calls you did have, are you noticing a fine line to the style of play you're able to have, or does it just depend on the game and the calls?
Yeah, so you got to get a read each night, but that's part of what we're going through in here. We've got to figure out a way to play our game, play as aggressively as we can, physically as we can, and stay out of the penalty box at the same time. So there's a, you know, there are other teams that not a lot of them, but there are other teams that are fairly high penalty minute teams that still play a real disciplined game. They get their roughings and their some of the physical calls that go against them. But we got to stay out of the penalty on some of the stick infractions, the ones that you don't like that you think are missed calls. I mean, that happens. That happens for everybody.
Your team's been quite good at not going on losing streaks. Yeah. Does tonight's loss make that a little disappointing in your view?
I thought the game, I thought our compete in that game changed. It got stronger as the game went on. And then, honestly, that's all we value here now. So the results we can't spend a whole lot of time worrying about. We got to get better at it. We got to stay out of the penalty box because we're burning energy by our top guys. And then more to the net. You know, our 5-on-5 is the area that we got to get better at. We give up a little bit less, a little tougher around our own net, a little simpler outs. And then we've got to find a way to hang on and make more of the time that we spend in the offensive zone. Our special teams, these last two games, are as good as they're going to be. I mean, I know you'll look at the numbers and say 2-for-6 on the power plays, an empty net and a broken stick 5-on-3. That stuff you just walk away from. Basically, our last four goals are power play goals. That's a power play goal tonight. The guy steps out of the box. But so that part's right. And thankfully, when you're dealing with some adversity, usually you see your special teams go down first. And you can just hold 5-on-5. And that's where we've got to get better and stronger at our 5-on-5 game.
Paul, just to further that, you've talked about the fact you're going to run into some adversity over and above the injuries.
Yeah.
But is the challenge now to make sure that everybody gets reminded to not stray away from what has made you successful now that you've hit a bit of a rough patch, particularly at home?
I don't feel no concern so much of their straying away from it. It's the confidence in which they do things. It's the amount of time that you leave on the ice for the other team to make plays. They played a pretty damn good game. They were quick on the puck. And they move the puck well, and they're deep with four lines. You know, I think they're bottom two of 36 goals. So they're deep with that. We're not straying from our game plan. I'm not worried about that. What happens is you worry about the confidence in which you employ it. And for us, that's all how much room other teams have played. So you've got Toronto coming in and San Jose coming in. They both can be real strong offensive teams on open ice. That's the challenge right now.
Two of those four goals were real, I don't want to say crash the net, but crowd the net type goals. What can you do to alleviate those, or are those just plays that happen in a game that you have to deal with?
No, I mean, the answer is you're stronger around the front of your net. We missed an opportunity on both of them to handle it, to corral it, to not let the puck get to the net. We haven't seen a whole lot of that. I'm finally, it gets to the net because you had a chance to clear. Now, it's not coming out of our end as easy as we'd like it to. It's not going to. So we got to find a way to be big and strong in front of our net when that puck gets there.
There was talk in the dressing room about that fourth goal being a real dagger. Did you feel that on the bench?
Well, really, they're third and fourth because I think we found the energy that we were looking for. We get it to, you know, down two, but at 2-1, we're going. We're going as hard as we can. And at 3-1, did a pretty damn good job of staying. And a big goal will get back. And then there's lots of energy on the bench and lots. And that fourth one hurt. There's no doubt about that.
Obviously, the team was frustrated, or the players were frustrated with the officiating tonight. You could see it on the ice. You could hear it in the dressing room. Does it bother you that shows?
Well, I always like emotion as opposed to no emotion. But we don't get to complain about the refereeing. I mean, that's got nothing to do with us, and it can't be a part of what you do. Listen, everybody hangs over the boards and beefs the officials, right? Everybody does it. We do a pretty good job of not doing that. So it's one of the refereeing doesn't matter, right? Over the course of the season, it doesn't matter in the outcome of games. It's all part of what you got to deal with. You take a look at the rule book. You know, there's going to be the Wheeler call. You kind of go, it was an accident. Well, it doesn't matter. That's what they saw. But, yeah, I mean, was our stick where it shouldn't have been? Sure. Am I going to argue that it was a soft call? Nobody's going to listen. And it doesn't matter. So you just kill it, deal with it, and we got to do a better job of not letting it happen.
A lot of folks, Paul, would suggest that kind of game tonight would discourage Dustin Byfuglien. So how might you coach him in the next 2 or 3 days to, you know, ramp him back up?
So first of all, just go back and look at the shifts that he played. This guy's he's trying to do everything. I mean, he is playing his butt off, and he's playing hard and well, and he's out loud on the bench. And did the emotion boil over? Like I said, I'd rather have it right at that boil than in trying to get guys going. So were they frustrated? Sure. They were frustrated with everything. Good. You know, good. We lost two in a row. Nobody's having a good New Year's Eve. So that's the way life works. But I it's not a lot of teams. There's a lot more teams that I've seen that you had to go in the room and try to find a heartbeat in there and try to get something going than with these guys. I mean, they're trying. And there's going to be, we talk about our adversity, that means there's going to be games that you don't like. And you're not happy with the way it went, that you're frustrated because it wasn't, you couldn't make things happen maybe smoother. You made things difficult on yourself. That's what adversity looks like. It looks like a game like tonight. So now we've got to find a way to get ourselves out of that and rally the troops. It's not about playing with I got no concerns about us playing our game. You're going to be able to find a shift out there tonight where we weren't. I mean, that happens in every 60-minute block. It's all about the confidence to play that game. Because if you're playing a tight gap, hard game, and you're not tight gap, you got a big problem. That's what we're learning here right now. That's what we're going through. We've got our adversity with some injuries. We're going to have a big chunk of adversity with our schedule coming up. And we got to find a way to stay confident, tight gap, hard game, and stay out of the penalty box. That's not a speech that you fix in 3 minutes. So you got to live through it, learn by your mistakes, come back and fight the next day, and that's what this is all about.